We all got skills. We have talents and we have passions. But mine happens to be sex. This is the Fun Sexual Podcast with your oversharing swinky best friend, Majesty. And I'm talking sex and all of the ways and all of the things that make sex, well, fun.
Alrighty now. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Fun Sexual Podcast. I am Majesty, your sexy chocolate amazing host. This is episode 74. If you're listening to this episode and you haven't listened to past episodes, you should do that because I'm asking nicely. Go listen to the other episodes, please. All right? But this is episode 74. My name is Majesty. My friends call me Maj. The good boys and girls call me Mistress Majesty. And as I'm recording and I'm looking at this screen, it looks like my audio is low. So let me try to crank it on up a bit and make sure that everything is where it needs to be. All right. So, yes, my name is Majesty. Good boys and girls call me Mistress Majesty. My friends call me Maj. I have a podcast called the Fun Sexual Podcast that you are watching right now. I like to talk about all of the things. I like to talk about all of the things about sex. I say that I'm only going to talk about things that make sex fun, but sometimes you have to talk about the things that don't make sex fun so that it's on record that those things don't make sex fun. So don't do those things, you know? But again, episode 74, I don't always do this, but something told me to look up angel number 74 and I actually liked what it had to say. So angel number 74 is a message from your angels that you are on the right path in every way in your life. You have been achieving a great deal in successfully serving your divine soul mission. Call upon the angels for assistance and guidance whenever you feel the need and trust that you are being supported, loved, and guided by the angels. Angel number 74 indicates that your connection with the angels and your strong intuition has allowed for you to receive precise divine guidance, and in turn, you have taken the appropriate actions in your life. Your angels offer you their congratulations and urge you to continue on your current life path. Angel number 74 tells you to keep up the good work. Keep your thoughts positive and focused as they are having a wonderful effect in your life. Your intuition has been strong and you have used your inner knowing and inner wisdom constructively and productively. Well done. Whoo, baby, I needed that today. I needed that today because this summer in general has been busy. But let me tell you, this week was fucking nuts. This week was absolutely crazy. I started a new job this week, which demands not all of my time, but it demands a level of my time that I don't really have to give. And so that takes away from all the other stuff that I have going on with Kiki Kickback coming up in 2 weeks, September 8th. You know, I would love to see y'all there at Kiki Kickback in Philly. It's going to be a really dope event. Link in bio for the tickets. But between that and between traveling to go see friends, remember when I said I was going to stay home? Yeah, 2 days later, I got invited out to DC and I think it was the next day, whatever day it was. I got invited out to DC and I was on my way to DC, but I'm not mad that I went. For the record, I am not mad that I went because I had a fantastic time. That Friday, I went to Black and Kinky, which is a monthly event hosted in DC that I've gone to a good handful of times now, and I really enjoy myself every time I go. Saturday, Cuddle Kink Touch had their Cartoons and Cuddles event, and we were literally watching Rugrats, Proud Family, Hey Arnold, Steven Universe, and it was just a really good time, really dope people. It was a nice way to like kind of come down off the high from Black and Kinky. Of which I had some really great scenes at Black and Kinky. I did a fireplace scene with Just Dre. It was fantastic. Miss Harley helped co-top me for a little while. It was phenomenal. Professor CJ did a really dope anal play workshop. I've learned so much about anal. I've done two seminars about anal. two like classes about anal this month, which has been really nice, and it's made me want to play in my own ass a little bit more, which is something that I usually reserve to do with somebody else, but like it's making me want to just get up in there a little bit. So I've enjoyed those classes. I also did a sensual topping scene with Play, which was fantastic. I saw Play at another event I went to maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And when I saw him at that event, I was like, oh, I need to get on his table. And so when I saw him at Black and Kiki, when I saw he was going to be at Black and Kiki, I was like, I'm getting on that table. And I got on that table and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I 100% want to do it again. Phenomenal scene. Okay. But the entire night at Black and Kiki was great. Saturday was cartoons and cuddles. And then Sunday, a bunch of us went to Gunnison Beach. Gunnison Beach, for those who don't know, is the new beach in Jersey. I love Gunnison. I go there generally 3 to 4 times per summer. But this was my first time there for the summer. It has been a busy summer. And I could have carved out time. There are days when I could have carved out time to go. But on those days, I was probably like, I just need to be home. Like, you know, I haven't really been home. I need to be home. I need to clean up. I need to do shit and stuff and things. So I haven't been in a while, but going reminded me of how much I love the new beach. It's a much different vibe than going to a clothed beach. And you would think, for somebody who's never been, you would think that it would be like some level of like uncomfortable, or people would be like staring and gawking or anything, something like that. And it really is not like that. Everybody is just chilling and just trying to like smoke their weed without getting caught by the fucking park rangers or whatever it is. It's just a really good time. And it was a really dope vibe. A bunch of really cool kinksters that I know from New York and from the DMV primarily. We had a great time. We stayed out there throughout the day into the night. And before, like, we watched the sunset on the beach, which was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. We watched the sunset on the beach. And then when the sun set, we look in the water and there's fucking dolphins like jump. Like, first we see the fin. So we're like, is it shark? Is it dolphins? And we figure out it was dolphins. And at one point they start like jumping up and out the water and shit. And then all of these fish were like close to the shoreline and like were jumping out. Like, fish were jumping, popping out of the water. I don't know what that was about. I don't know if it was like a feeding time thing or whatever. But it was just like a magical day on the beach. It was such a perfect day on the beach. Like, it was hot without it being like completely baking, like too hot. The water was cold, but then you got in and it wasn't too bad. I actually got in Jersey water, which I don't usually do, but it was cool. There was a guy walking around handing out, he had a bag of strings and beads. He was like, pick a string, pick a bead, and I'll tell you what the color means and blah, blah, blah. And it was just like a really cute thing. And just the day was just really nice. And then I went home and I slept and woke up the next morning and started my new job. So last weekend, I think, might have been my final like hoorah for the summertime. It's time for big girl Mosh to put on her big girl panties and start doing responsible big girl things, of which I don't like, but it is what it is. It's just that time of year. Things start slowing down a little bit. It starts getting a little colder. I start layering up a little bit. And I think I'm ready for it. I think I'm ready for it. I feel like I'm doing some level of like nesting and like preparing my home to be here a lot more, being that I have a full-time job now. Like, I'm going to be here working from home. I want to be home a lot more. And as it gets cold outside, I go out less. I'm going to be home. I just set up a projector screen in my bedroom, which is not the first time that I had it, but this is like, projector screens have come a long way since the last time I had a projector screen. I had one that I bought probably 4 years ago, and I tried to use it recently, and it's been in a bag for so long, but I tried to use it recently and just the quality wasn't that good. So I ordered one off of Amazon and the quality is fantastic. Like, I don't know if people know about the, I might be late to the game. It is very possible that I'm late to the game, but let me tell you, the quality of projectors have gone up a lot and I'm really excited. Even after recording this, I'm excited to go sit in my bed on my bed and watch shit on my projector screen. It's gonna be lit. I'm excited. I am excited to stay home more though. I have to be honest. I'm excited. I am excited to be home a little bit more, save some money, chill out. I've been thinking a lot about the fact that I want to own a house. I don't own any property. I own the bus, obviously, but I don't own any like fixed property. And I want that for myself. I do want that for myself. I didn't know that I wanted that for myself, but now I know. I do want to own some property. I want a house. I am tired of doing, I do a lot wherever I live as far as like fixing. I'm a handy bitch. I'm a crafty bitch. I'm always going to fix some shit up, decorate something, paint something. I love me some peel and stick wallpaper. I'm going to wallpaper some shit, hang up some shelving. I be doing a lot of stuff. And then when I leave, I have to take it down or I have to leave it. And like, that's money that I invested in your space, upgrading your space. Like, I want to own something so that I can do all of the DIY Bob the Builder ass shit too, and not feel a way about like, I'm going to have to take this down in a year, or, you know, I'm going to have to leave it and lose out on it. Like, I really want to own something. I would like to own a home, a condo. I would like to own some property, some land like that. I'm getting that itch to like own something. So I really need to kind of hone down on that, sit down, start saving some money. And, you know, hopefully in the next couple of years, I could be an owner of something. I would absolutely love that. I would absolutely love that. And Philly, I don't dislike Philly at all. Like, I would be happy to own some property in Philly for sure. So I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I'm just saying it's something that I've been thinking about lately. It's definitely something that I've thought about quite a bit lately. But this upcoming weekend, if you're listening to this when it comes out, this upcoming weekend, I'm looking forward to this upcoming weekend as well. You know, Maj just be doing shit. And so I found, I don't even remember how I stumbled upon it, but I stumbled upon an event. It is a like BYO everything. And it is a like a picnic, a blanket banquet at a sunflower farm to watch the sunset. And so I'm doing that with some of my girlfriends this weekend. I'm really excited about it. My sub is going to chauffeur us and, you know, provide all the things and the doodads and stuff like that so that we can drink, because we're going to get our little wine and champagne on, okay? And it's going to be fun, and I'm so excited. And you get to pick sunflowers while you're there. I think it's just the cutest fucking thing ever. I was planning, 100% planning on going by myself. And then when I invited the girls and they said that they wanted to join, I was happy to have them join. But I was just, I missed that part of me that used to like literally just find shit and just do shit. I'm so used to like just moving and going on my own. And as of the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of things with like groups of people. And I just missed that spirit of me that used to like, was always at something new, was always in new spaces, meeting different people. Like, I really miss that. I've really settled into the people that I'm around and the communities that I'm with. And it's not that I don't love them, because I do so. I do very much. I miss adventurous Maj. I really miss adventurous Maj. And I think maybe what I need to like scratch that itch is like a solo vacation. I've been thinking about it with this new job. You know, I just remember how I just now said I was supposed to be saving somebody and now talking about a solo vacation. Yeah, it'd be like that. But I think I do need to take a little solo trip to like get that, to reignite that part of myself again. You know, it's interesting. Another thing that's interesting is I was on live yesterday, and the episode that I was initially supposed to record, I don't even remember what it was because it doesn't even fucking matter. But the episode that y'all are getting today, and it's something that I've talked about with people many of times, is all of the ways that kink has been therapeutic for me. Kink has been so healing for me in so many ways, and I'm so grateful for this community that I found. So one of the ways that it's been, you know, healing and therapeutic for me is community. First, that wasn't even on my list, but community is one of the ways. I did not know what it felt like. I didn't know what community felt like. I wasn't a part of like a sports team. I was not, you know, I was in the band in high school, but, and there was some level of like that, you know, family aspect there, but I feel like I wasn't in it like long enough, and I was young, and it just, I don't know, it was different. As an adult, I didn't really have any like groups that felt like community. I wasn't on a recreational volleyball team, or I didn't do kung fu, or like, I don't know, like ballroom dancing. Like, people have their different groups that they become a part of as adults, or even like the mommy and me tumble tots and things, whatever the fuck. Like, I never had, as an adult, I didn't have groups that I like really connected with and identified with outside of like coworkers. And I don't feel like that counts because you don't pick your coworkers. You're just kind of thrown together and y'all either get along or y'all don't. But when I came into the kink space, I finally, you know, after a couple years in the kink space, I found community and I found the people that I'm like, oh, I fucks with y'all inside of this and outside of this. And y'all fucks with me and y'all care about me and y'all love me. And that has been everything. All of the events that I do would not be successful without my community, without the people who like share and repost. This podcast wouldn't be successful without all of the people who like share and repost and they tell their friends about it. People tell me, you know, walk up to me when they see me at events and stuff like that all the time. And they're like, oh my God, I love your podcast. I told all my friends about it. I have friends that were interested. And I was like, no girl, you gotta go listen to the Fun Sexual Podcast. All of that stuff, it matters and it means everything to me. And I'm so fucking grateful. If I don't say that enough, I want to make sure that I'm saying it now. I am so fucking grateful. If you are listening to this episode right now, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you so, so, so very much for rocking with me through the ups and the downs and the breaks and the losing my minds. Like, thank you so much for rocking with me. It means everything to me. Like, I care about this shit. I really do care about this shit. I really just want to teach and show everybody like there is a place. And even if you're not kinky, there is a place and a space for you, no matter who you are, no matter what you like. There is a place and a space for you. I'm not necessarily saying here, but in general, like I can do the kinky things that I like to do. And there is a place and a space for me, whatever you are into. There is a place and a space for you. And so I'm so thankful for community, because through community, I've gotten to like explore different things and express myself in ways that just it matters. It really fucking matters. So community is one way that I've like healed and am healing myself through kink. Another way is through this community, I've learned to advocate for myself. And a lot of the things that you learn here carry over like outside of your life. It's something that you practice and that you do and you do and you do, and then you can carry it over into your outside life. So I've learned to like advocate for myself. This is the first, when I came into the kink community, was the first time in my life, in my adult life, that I was told about consent. Yes, we knew that somebody shouldn't be touching on you or grabbing your butt and stuff like that, but it happened and nobody did anything. There was no level of accountability, and I was told it was not supposed to happen, but nobody ever really told me that it is okay and that I should, and I'm entitled to like stand up for myself and get the things that I want and get the thing and not have the things that I don't want happen to me. Nobody expressed that. Nobody even really explained consent in the way that it's been explained since I've been in the lifestyle and in the community. That is such an amazing thing, because as a black, and I'm gonna say the phrase as a black woman a lot, because me being a black woman in this space has really shaped a lot of my experiences and what I have gained from these experiences. Black women are the most disrespected women in America. They are the most poorly treated people. We are the most disrespected people, the most disregarded people. And when I came into this space, I can't say that everybody here is a saint, but when I came into this space, I was told you can advocate for yourself. Nothing that you don't want to happen to you can happen here. And you are encouraged to stand up for yourself and to advocate for the things that you want and the things that you don't want. That is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. And even outside of my kinky life, right in vanilla spaces, I can tell people, no, I don't want that. I don't want to do that. No, I'm not going to do that. And I feel comfortable with it. I feel very comfortable being able to do that. And I feel happy to be able to do that. And to take it a step further, I also, when I see other women in vanilla spaces, I encourage them. It makes me encourage them to stand up and advocate for themselves, because I know how good it feels to be thinking something and to be feeling something and to be scared to say it. And then when you finally say it and you get the action that you wanted, it's like, oh my God, it's such a burden. You feel so heard. You feel so felt. You feel so proud of yourself for even standing up for yourself. Like, I encourage women to do that all the time, especially black women. Okay. And so, yes, it has been a very healing. That has been very healing for me. another way that kink has been really healing for me is I am a control freak. I like to be in control. It is why when I'm working on projects, I'm usually working on projects by myself. I'd usually do a lot of things by myself. It's because it's really rooted in me liking to be in control. I don't trust that people are going to be able to handle things, right? Kink has given me, in a small way, has given me a space where I feel comfortable relinquishing control, even if it's just for 40 minutes in that scene or in, you know, an hour and a half in that scene. It gives me a space that I don't feel like I have to be in control all the time. It gives me a space where I know that the person who is topping me, the person that is doming me, I'm in capable hands. I know that I'm in capable hands. Why? Because I vetted this person and I know that they're able to do the things that they've been able to do. They've proved it time and time again, whether it was with me or with other people. I take recommendations, but I know that I'm in capable hands and I know that I'm going to be okay. So I feel comfortable giving over control to that person. That's big for someone who's a control freak. That is huge. That is not a small feat. Like, baby, let me tell you, it is very hard for me to give up control to anybody because people have proven to me time and time again that they can't handle what it takes to be in control. That's just a very real thing that I've experienced. So in that way, it has been healing for me. And I know when I need that, when I feel like I am, you know, going over the top, like I know that I have a space that I can let go. I know exactly where to go. I can go to an event like a Black and Kinky, or I can go to an event like my Kinky Kickback. And, you know, there will be somebody there that I can hand over that control to, even if it's just for a scene, you know? Another way that kink has been very healing for me is in my ability and my comfort in taking control. As a Black woman in the world, in America, if you are bossy, you know, you are labeled as a bitch. You are labeled as like this angry Black woman. You get that fucking thing, that title stamped on you if you are someone who likes to take control, if you are someone who speaks up for themselves. In kink, there's a space where I get to do that, where I get to take control, and it's not seen as, oh, she's a bitch, or if it is seen as she's a bitch, it's like the good bitch. You know what I mean? It's the really good bitch. It's Mistress Majesty. Mistress Majesty gets to take control, and she gets to do whatever she wants, and she talks to people. Consensually, obviously, you know, I mean, throw that caveat out there because some of y'all don't really know me like that, but I get to do what I want. I get to, you know, do what I want. I get to be bossy, and it's not seen as a bad thing. It's actually seen as a really good thing. It is why people come to me, because I get to take control. I get to tell them what to do, how to do it again if it ain't done right. Like, where else outside of kink, where else do you get to do that and not be seen as a bitch? Because you do it at work, it's a bad thing. You do it in your relationship, that's not like a kinky dynamic, it's a bad thing. You do it in your home. You do it in your home with your kids. Your kids are, you know, I mean, they're your kids, so they're supposed to be listening and shit. But like, there, you do it in your friendships. You do it at the gas station, at the nail salon. If you do anything outside of this space, if you act like that, somebody's going to perceive you as some sort of bitch or in some sort of negative way. But if I want to step into Mistress Majesty, I know exactly who to go to. I know that I can set whatever rules, whatever directions, whatever protocol I want to set. I want it done my way, or you're going to do it again and do it again, or you're going to be punished. Where else can I do that? Where else can I do that? Black mothers could have used that, if you know what I mean. A lot of Black mothers could have probably used that space and not taken it home to their kids. I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying. I think a lot of us have a lot of frustration built up and nowhere to really take it out. And I'm not always saying that you got to take it out on somebody's ass, but if there's somebody who likes the pain, it will let you take it out on their ass consensually, of course. Why not? I need the release and you want to receive. We're a match made in heaven, and it's a great and beautiful fucking thing. That has been healing, to be able to assert myself and not be seen as a bitch. Love that very much.
I get that here, and it makes me happy. Another way that kink has been really healing for me personally is as an exhibitionist. I think I was an exhibitionist before I came into the lifestyle. I was somebody who, like, even in high school, like doing public speaking, standing up in front of the audience never scared me. It actually excited me. I would get adrenaline, but I would not be one of those people that would like stand up in front of the entire school and like freeze up. I stood up in front of the school and I was like ready to go. I was beaming. It energized me. It put that battery in my back. And so I think in that way, I was an exhibitionist. When you go to a conference or something, they're asking for volunteers. I'm always a person like raising my hand, sitting in the front. I like that attention. I do. I really do. Like, I do like that attention. And to some people, that's not a good thing. To some people, being that person is like, oh, you're a show off or whatever. But here in the lifestyle amongst the kinksters, me being an exhibitionist is celebrated. It's not like, oh, that bitch wants attention. It's like, damn, look at that bitch. Oh my God. Like it's a celebrated thing and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm not a bad person for wanting attention. And guess what? There are people that want to give me that attention. That's the thing. For anything, for whatever side you fall on, there's somebody on the other side to receive that. And if you want this and you want to receive this, we're here. We're compatible. Even if it's in just for this hour, even if it's just for this night at this event, we are compatible and we get to make this thing happen. That is the beautiful thing about like exhibitionists and voyeurs. An exhibitionist needs people to watch. Yes, an exhibitionist needs people to watch. A voyeur needs people to watch. You know what I mean? Ooh, I like that. An exhibitionist needs people to watch. A voyeur needs people to watch. I like that. Ooh, that's fun. But yeah, like as an exhibitionist, drop my phone. As an exhibitionist, like I need people to watch me, and voyeurs need someone to watch. So it works out. It's like a match made in heaven. It's not, no one's a show off and no one's a creep. It's I'm doing what feels good for me and you're doing what feels good for you. What feels good for me feels good for you. What feels good for you feels good for me. We're compatible and it works. It is a beautiful thing. It is a special thing. To get dressed up, to spend your time getting dressed up, to put it on where you're feeling good, you're feeling sexy, you get into something sexy, and there are people that are there to appreciate you and not call you a pick me or a people pleaser or, you know, a attention seeking bitch or something like that. It is such a beautiful, it's such a happy thing. It really is such a happy thing. And another way that kink has healed me is something that I don't step into often, but Maj has a little. We spoke about this. Lil Majiana is my little. I don't know what age she regresses to, but she's there. And I get to do that here. I get to regress if and when I feel it, I'm amongst the right people and it's not seen as this weird thing. And I'm not one of those little who does the baby talk, but I get real childish and I can get real needy as a little. But there are people that will give me that attention, that love, that comfort that I just be needed sometime. I don't know where else to get that in the world. I don't know where else to get that. I don't know who cares enough about literally like healing your inner child. And I'm still learning what that looks like for me. And I'm doing that work of trying to heal my inner child because baby needs some work. Okay, baby needs to be held sometime. And I get that here. I get that here. And I love that. I love it. I love it for me. It has been so special. My journey, you know, in and through and around this community has really been special for me. There's so much that I haven't gotten to explore. There's so much stuff that I really want to explore. There's so much that I want to learn, things that I don't necessarily want to do, but I want to learn about it. I love who it's shaping me to be. I feel like I am just most authentically myself and my happiest self when I am in kink spaces. There is nowhere else that makes me feel quite as happy as I do when I'm in like kink spaces, sex education spaces. Yeah, I feel at home. I feel like I get to be whoever I am, whether it's top maj, whether it's bottom maj, dom maj, sub maj, my little majiana, the whore, maj the whore, well, not the one that's getting paid, maj the hoe, the slut, like whatever it is, I get to do that. I get to exist in that space when I'm in kink spaces. And when I'm in the real world, I just gotta show up and be, you know, be pretty, but don't be too pretty. Be nice, but don't be too nice. Be assertive, but don't be too assertive. Like, you gotta be all of these things. And it's like, I don't be wanting to be all of that. I want to just be whatever I am. And if it's an extreme, I want to be that extreme. If it's an extreme low, like, I want to be that extreme low. Whatever it is, I want to just do that. And I get that here. I love it here. I love it here. I absolutely love it here. And the beautiful thing is that there really is a space for everyone. I know I said it's not, maybe not here for some people, but there really is a space for everybody in the kink community. No matter what you like, no matter what you do, like there is a space for you. If you're somebody, I'm learning that some people don't really have, a lot of people don't have like the vocabulary for what they're into and the things that they're like, or like the mentality that they have. Some people really just don't have the vocabulary for it. There's a person that I know who he doesn't know. I think he has a bad idea of what the word submissive means. And so I don't think he really understands what it means to be like a submissive or service oriented, because he has not done the work. He's very vanilla. He has not done the work. But in our interactions and in the things that he said to me in our conversations and the things that he's requested of me, I'm like, oh, you are real subby and real service oriented. But if I say the word submissive, he's gonna be like, no. But I can tell in your actions, love, you want to be of service, and I can make you of service. That's fine. If you want to be of service, I love to be served. Goddess Majesty. You know what I mean? but on some real shit. And I would love to have been able to explore that dynamic with him. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But I would have loved to be able to explore that dynamic with him and be able to put that vocabulary in, you know, give him that vocabulary so that he can advocate for his desires and advocate for his pleasure. Some people get pleasure from being of service. I am a very service oriented person myself. I also like to receive. I'm very switchy, but I'm very service oriented. And so I know what it means. I know what it looks like. And I know what it feels like to be able to be of service to somebody and to be really proud of that and to feel good about what you can do and what you can provide, you know, to or for somebody, or to or for a space. It doesn't even have to be necessarily to a person, but to even just to a space. Knowing that I contributed and provided to this space makes me feel good. Knowing that I checked that thing off that box, it makes me feel good. I'm very goal-oriented in that way. So if you could give me a task that I can do, that I can accomplish, that I can complete, that helps you, I feel good about that. I feel great about that. I'm super service-oriented. Excuse me. I'm super service-oriented in that way. All right? But even knowing that about myself and being able to have that vocabulary, I would have never been able to have that vocabulary had I not come into this space, had I not come into this lifestyle. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. I am forever grateful that I'm here. I've met people who are like, you know, in their 40s and 50s, and they were like, damn, you found this so young, and I wish that I had found it so young. Like, I'm, you know, I'm already older and I'm happy that I made it here, but like, I wish I would have found this in my 20s. And I was lucky enough to start stepping into the community around like 23. So I've been here for a little minute, but I'm so happy that I did. I'm so happy that I did, because it changed. it changes how you like view people to some degree. It changes how some of your interactions outside of like the lifestyle are with, you know, at work. It changes how you talk to yourself. It changes how you talk to your family and your friends. And it changes for me. It changed a lot of like what I was willing to put up with and how much discomfort is enough for me to say, no, no. Because I used to put up with a whole lot more discomfort before I said, okay, I'm tapped. I'm done. I'm tired. But now I'm like, this is more than enough. I'm done. I'm good. I don't have to wait till I'm fucking fed up to be done. Because I can advocate for myself. I feel very comfortable about advocating for myself. And if you don't like it, I don't give a fuck. But yeah, kink has been very therapeutic for me. Another point that I really want to add too about like advocating for yourself. Somebody asked me a while ago, why do you like impact play? So impact is anything involving like when you're striking one person or whatever, with an object or a hand or whatever. Why do you like impact play? See how little pretty red flag is. I liked impact play. I like impact play because, number one, because it feels good. Depending, I'm not a stingy girl. I'm more of a thuddy. I can go low on the stingy after some thuddy. It takes me some nice thuddy to like warm it up, and then I can go stingy after that. But it feels good, number one. Number two, does it hurt? People always ask, like, does it hurt? Yes, it hurts. Is it like excruciating pain? No, but it does have some hurt to it. But the hurt feels good. And even in the hurt, there is something powerful about knowing that I am controlling this hurt. This is not a hurt or a pain that has been pushed on me that I can't control. Because at any minute I can say, red, stop, whatever the safe word is, and it's done. I can control that. I can't control a lot of life's pains that happen to me. Things that hurt me in the real world, I can't just say red and expect them to stop. Because I can't control to some degree. If I'm broke and I'm suffering, I can't just say red and expect $1 million to drop into my bank account. I wish. But that's just not how it works. But I know here it is a pain that I can control. And at any minute, I can say stop and it's done. Or I can say slow down and it's going to slow down. Or I can say switch the implement. Switch cheeks. You don't want that cheek too much. Move over to the other cheek. And I can control the pain that I feel. And so that is my reason for liking impact. That is why I enjoy impact. And I also like the feeling of like getting in subspace. And sometimes it takes me a little while to get into subspace. But I love the feeling of like getting into subspace. And suddenly everything just feels good. Like that. That feeling is special. It's special. If you've never been to subspace, I don't even know how to explain it. It feels like floaty. It feels high. It feels like everything. And sometimes it feels a little bit like cold. Like your body feels like cold and like you just want to embrace. And it's just, I like it. I love that feeling. And there are not a lot of people and a lot of things that can take me there, but some good impact can throw me into that spot real, I won't say real easily, but it's one of the ways that I can get to that space. So I just thoroughly enjoy it. I don't know. But now I want to put y'all on, okay? This week's Let Me Put Y'all On is something that I'm really excited about, right? And it is a place that I've heard about many times. It is a place that I have been to one time, but I don't think I really did my exploring like I should have. I don't know if I was in a rush. No, when I tried to go, it was during COVID and they had like COVID procedures that I wasn't able to follow. So I didn't get to go. Cause I was like, I feel like I've been there before, but I just didn't go inside. This weekend, I went to Passionel Boutique on South Street in Philly. If you know Philly and you want a lifestyle, you probably already know Passionel, right? It is I can't say a sex toy store because it's so much more than that. It is so much more than sex toys. It is like a lifestyle a lifestyle fucking everything. It has everything. It has the toys, and they're good, like good quality toys, like really good body safe material toys, not no, you know, bullshit junk thrown together, really good quality toys. They have pajamas and onesies and things like that for the littles. They have the hoods for, you know, if you, for the pets, all different types of hoods for the pets. I saw a dragon one that was really cool looking. They have some dope ass, like flaw, like good floggers, crops, canes, fucking, they had some of their BDSM stuff, phenomenal. A lot of their BDSM stuff, phenomenal. There was gags, they have rope, they had the, like the fucking, was it the boot blacking chair? They had the device, they have like chastities there. They have the device that you like put the dick goes through the hole and you get to like step on the dick, or the balls go through the between the two windows. You get to like step on the balls for like some CBT. They had everything there. Electro play stuff. Like, this is like the kinky heaven. And then downstairs they had leathers and latex, of which Maj is going to get herself in some motherfucking latex. Because I was looking at this like latex Barbie dress that was amazing. It was a small, I ain't no small girl. I got a whole lot of body. Okay, big body bends over here. But it's just, it was everything. They got pleasers, they got shoes and all types of stuff at Passionnel. Like, anything that you could need is there. If you don't know Passionnel, go check out Passionnel. If you've been, go back. Go back. There's so much stuff there. There's so much goodies. We spent probably, I think we spent about an hour there, and we were just like walking around talking to the owner and looking at things, and you know, so much good stuff. So much good stuff and so much information. As we were walking around, we were able to like ask questions and we got a lot of good information. So please, this week I am putting y'all into Passionnel Boutique. Go check them out. Okay? You need a little fit. You need some toys. You need some good quality toys. Like, there's a lot of really good stuff there. All right? And before we go, we have a few more things. Number one, we are going to add a song to the playlist. What's the playlist? It's a list of songs to play to. Okay? You can find the link to the playlist in the show notes for this episode or in the link in my bio on Instagram and Twitter. And this week we are adding Say Yes by Floetry to the playlist. All you gotta do is say yes. Great song. Sexy song. And when you get down to it, they're talking about consent. And you know what I'm saying? I'm a consent ass nigga. I love consent. I love talking about consent. I love practicing and preaching consent. It's a great song. All you gotta do is say yes. You say yes, I'm like, I'll take over. I'll handle the rest. All you gotta do is say yes. Okay? Sexy ass song. Getting added to the Fun Sexual playlist. If you haven't checked out the playlist, go check it out. There's some bangers on there. Okay? It's some bangers on the Fun Sexual playlist. And before we actually get out of here for this week, which I think might be the last... No. I was about to say this will be the last episode of August. Is it? Ooh. No, we're going to have one more episode in August. Okay. Before we get out of here... This week, I've been evaluating. I'm always in the process of like evaluating myself and my thoughts and my feelings and all the things and all the stuff, right? And I realized that I have this habit of, creating expectations of people in my mind. Right? And then being mad when they don't fulfill those expectations. And the funny thing about that, the more I thought about it, the funny thing about it to me was like, those are expectations that they had nothing to do with. They did not set those expectations of me. Like, they did not set those expectations to me. I created those expectations of them and then put them on them. And when they didn't do it, I was like, what's happening here? And to take it a step further, right? I'll create those expectations after just meeting somebody, right? And you know, the first couple months of meeting somebody, they're giving you their representative. That's not their true self. It's their kindest, neatest, cleanest, funnest, best version of themselves. They show up as their representative, buttoned up real tight, real, you know, put together and stuff like that. That's not who they really are. You gotta take some time to get to know who they really are. They're gonna show up as their representative. So then they show up as their representative, and I say, oh, they're put together. Okay, well then if you all put together, then I expect this, and I expect that, and I expect that of you. And then 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the line, they're not meeting those expectations, and I'm like, what's going on here? What is happening here? This is not how you were. This is not, I expected more from you than this. That's not what I really say, but that's mentally what I go through. And usually those friendships and relationships end because you're not holding up to the expectations that I had of you. That is not a good thing to do. That is not a good quality or trait or mentality to have. Nobody can live up to the expectations of their representative for the rest of your relationship, friendship, whatever. It's just not possible. So take a look. I'm saying this to say, take a look at your expectations of people and where those expectations came from. It might tell you a really interesting story about yourself, because I'm really going through like a catalog of people in my life currently and just taking note of my expectations of them when they've fallen short of my expectations of them, and then saying like, well, where did I get this expectation from, and why do I have that expectation, and really what benefit does it serve for them to be this way instead of that way? You know what I mean? Just a fun little exercise to look at, you know, a fun way to do some introspection. We want to be better. We want to be better, you know, today than we were yesterday, every day. And introspection is definitely a way to read your own self of filth. Okay. So on that note, this episode ran a little longer than I wanted it to, but it's okay. Cause it's my shit and I get to do what I want. All right. But I love y'all so much. Again, thank you so much for rocking with me. Thank you for listening. It means every fucking thing. It means everything. I appreciate that shit. I love y'all. I always do the peace sign first. What the fuck? I love y'all. Peace out.